This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Happy New Year! We had a great year last year, folks. 2019 brought us the third year of the Donald Trump presidency, probably the greatest economic year in history, certainly the greatest economic president in history, the best modern president in history. You were validated. You were, not that you needed to be, I would say you've been vindicated, not that you needed to be, but you know what? You need a little ammo to rub in the face of these bonehead leftists that are following you in to the year 2020. Welcome to the new year of the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. If you think I charged up your batteries for 2019, Happy New Year today and every day for this year, because 2020 is going to bring you vision, folks. What do they say? Hindsight is what? 2020. Democrats are about to get the biggest kick in their big buttocks that they've ever felt. They're going to feel like they've been kicked with a mule. Not only that, a mule on steroids. This is not going to be their year. Oh, I know. They've been fighting impeachment, Russian collusion. They've been floated all their theories. I told you last year, none of it worked. It didn't work in 2016. It didn't work in 2017. Didn't work in 2018. Didn't work in 2019. How do you think it's going to go this year? I see a trend. I don't know if I explained it well enough. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. It's already failed. This is the year, folks. Carl, you listening out there? Art, who's been sending me notes, various other people with your calls. You think this is going to be our year? You think you've waited long enough? Let me tell you something. If there's going to be a year for it to happen, it has to be this year. You should be rejoicing in the idea of what's about to happen. You're going to watch your president get reelected. I don't care what you think about Trump. If you know, Kevin, I don't really think of him as presidential. I don't care. You're watching a guy perform. You're watching a guy do things that other presidents didn't do. And he's validating every one of your core beliefs. Whether you like his style or not, that's what's happening. And he's winning you over little by little. I know my audience. And you know why I know my audience? Because I know myself. See, I was no Trump zealot. Trump had to win me over. You want to know why? Because that is the way I operate my life. I don't go, man, that is a cool looking dude right there. He don't have to do nothing to win me over. He is so articulate and clean. And I just, man, it don't matter what he says or does. I just got to follow that brother. No, that's not me. I look at that dude and I go, something's up. Something's up. I'm watching this cat. He's done nothing. I've looked at his past. He's done nothing. Why should I follow that?
Oh, Kevin, you were jealous of Obama.
Jealous of what? Jealous of his wife? Jealous of his radical kid? I mean, I'm not trying to moralize. I got problems with my own kids. But the point is, there's nothing I need to be jealous about this dude.
Well, he dare ran for president.
If I'd run for president, I'd have wiped Barack Obama's butt with himself. I know how to beat Barack Obama. You challenge him. You expose him. Yeah, oh, he talks so pretty. Yeah, let me tell you something. A good talker who has a track record would have beaten Barack Obama down. We never had anybody like that. We wanted to believe it with McCain.
Oh, well, Kevin, he's a war veteran. We got
it. I fell for it. Here's the reason why I fell for it. Anybody would have been better than that butt clown, Barack Obama. That's why I fell for it. Then we got Romney. Relatively accomplished dude. A rhino. Two bona fide rhinos. But you know what? We fell for it because we wanted somebody so bad. Anyway, I want to celebrate the Happy New Year, boy, because you got a year coming up Go back and think about that year in review. And then understand what you've got coming up. All that latent nonsense that the Democrats brought up. All of these things that were beginning to, you know, show up that the Democrats didn't want you to hear about is about to come to fruition. I don't know if you guys recall, at the end of the year, you know what John Brennan came out and said? John Brennan, one of the biggest co-conspirators in the coup against Trump, you know what he said about the FBI? Well, you know, the FBI did make a lot of errors. You know why John Brennan backed off of his comment, stopped attacking the president for just a second? Because John Brennan knows his, well, you know that thing at the end of the year they had that show called The Nutcracker? You know that ballet? Yeah. Let's just say John Brennan was in attendance, okay? That's what was going on with John Brennan. Somebody finally said, John, you better chill. You better start pointing fingers in a direction that's already got a little bit of steam behind it, because you might be next, my friend. You know what every one of these talk shows was talking about before the news? Oh, you know, the FISA court, they knew. They knew in advance. Forget, oh, it took the IG report. These people had been brought lies time after time. They were a rubber stamp court for the Obama administration. That's all they were. 99.9% of anything put in front of these clowns' faces, they accept it. Go look at the judges. Go look at who appointed them. Go look at who appointed them. I'm still getting it wrong. You'll see a big cabal, all to make you feel like you were getting something. I was thinking about this consumer protection thing that Warren started under Obama. Her leverage for him to, if you don't want me looking into the Treasury Department and what you're doing, you better give me a seat at the table. And that white woman got a seat at the table. But now, guess what? These Democrats have this now far less crowded field of misfits and knuckleheads, and none of them, they know, not a single one of them could beat Trump. In fact, let them all run together as a team. And watch Donald Trump destroy him. Are you ready for the best year of your life, politically speaking? And I hope that what's about to happen politically to conservatives and to America, I pray to God that it goes and infuses into all the other things that you're about. Let me tell you why I can make that prayer for you. Because conservatism is about your life. It's about how you live your life. You live it on the up and up. You live it playing by the rules. You live it with the hope for humanity. So I pray to God you get out of this year what you deserve.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Happy New Year, everybody. Sadly, there was a church shooting in Texas right before the new year. And I got to tell you, that shooter had some guts. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Had guts in the sense that they did the shooting in Texas, not California or Oregon or somewhere where guns are not allowed for the public at large to protect themselves. And if you guessed that armed Texans took this man down, well, you would be correct. These are the same people that thwarted a terrorist attack against, Pamela Geller in Texas. Remember, they shot the terrorist. That's what Texans do. They say that the man was a transient. He had family in town, so I'm not quite sure what that means. That apparently he'd been seen around town, and we'll get a little bit more into the story because I've got an article. But he'd been convicted of other crimes. But here's what I can tell you. I don't have to know anything more about this story because I can tell you he was crazy. They say he shot and killed two people at a church service in White Settlement. I don't know if you know where that is, but it's a suburb of Fort Worth, Texas. And the church security team brought him down. And anybody who would go into a church, a mosque, a synagogue, or any other, quote, place of worship and shoot people, I don't understand. I just flatly don't understand. I'm talking about if that organization is truly doing God's work, however you define God for yourself, if somebody comes in and shoots you, wants to shoot you, they're crazy. They often talk about the sanctimonious, crazy religious right. The religious right is not going into places and shooting people. You want to know who does that? The unreligious left. They do it all the time. Practically every crime involving a firearm is somebody who really doesn't have a strong belief in God. But we let them make the religious, the Christ followers among us out to be zealots that'll kill you. Let me tell you, the person who shot Scalise during that Republican softball or baseball game was not a religious zealot. The persons who go through black neighborhoods and do drive-bys are not religious zealots. Most of these shooters are not only not conservatives, they're not members of the NRA, they have so little connection to God, it's ridiculous, and yet we're the ones who are considered crazy. Yeah, we're crazy. The FBI in charge of this fiasco, Matthew DeSarno, wouldn't identify the shooter, but here's what they said. He was relatively transient with roots to the area and had been arrested multiple times in different municipalities, which leads me to wonder, well, why isn't he behind bars? Why is he running around Fort Worth, Texas with a firearm? Probably illegally. They said he had a shotgun. I don't know whether he had a shotgun and other weapons. Does it really matter in the end? But here's what I can tell you. Church gets shot up. There will be no sympathy from the left. Remember the country and Western concert that got shot up in Vegas? And the left were like, well, good. Because country and what people that listen to country music tend to be conservatives. Don't believe me. Go look it up for yourself. There were people happy that this had happened. You know what the left is lamenting right now? Let me tell you. Maybe some of you are thinking it. Maybe you're ahead of me. They hate that it wasn't a black church that got shot up. I don't know who this person is that got shot, that did the shooting, and ultimately was shot by the parishioners, the security team. But they won't release anything on him. I saw the video. It looked like a brother. I don't know. I'm telling you right now, I can't tell. I didn't look at it beyond the moment I saw it. But what are we going to learn about this person of interest other than they're dead? Anyway, we got a ton to talk about today. Kicking the dead horse of impeachment. And as I was thinking about this, the question came to mind for me is, where are the polls? When Democrats feel like they're winning, you get a lot of information about polling. How do they stack up against Donald Trump? They're now narrowing down. They're less than 8 serious candidates, I would say. I don't try to keep up. There's so many. And who knows? Somebody who's considered an outlier might surge here in a bit. I don't have an answer for you. But here's what I do know. I don't see a lot of polling. I don't see a lot of, in a head-to-head matchup, Joe Biden beats Donald Trump by 50 points. Elizabeth Warren beats him by 47. Bernie Sanders beats him by 42. I don't see any polling on how badly Donald Trump will be beaten. Who is the front runner? Do we really know who the front runner is for the Democrats? I'm asking my audience, do you know who the front runner for the Democrats are? Please let me know. KJRadio.com, the Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. Apparently the Democrats not convinced that they've done enough to destroy their chances of winning back the White House in 2020, but they're tossing around the idea of bringing another round of impeachment charges against President Trump. that there's no poll that shows impeachment being a good issue for them. They've lost it on every major poll. It's now starting to flip to where people are going, this is crazy. It's a farce. And now they want to rinse and repeat. They couldn't get anything to stick on the original stuff, so now they want to rinse and repeat. And I want to segue back to the gun stuff. What do they do? Where are the outcries of gun control and all these other things? Joe Biden's the only one that's made a comment that I saw about the church shooting, and he says, I can't believe that the governor of Texas would allow parishioners to carry firearms. Well, you know what would have happened if parishioners not carried firearms at that church? There'd be more people dead. And, of course, Joe Biden's not going to take credit for the legislation that disarms people and the legislation that lets crazy people not go and get the mental health resources that they need. He's going to say, no, I can't believe those stupid Texans would allow the citizens to protect themselves. As Joe Biden himself said, get a shotgun. Get a shotgun. Anyway, back to the impeachment stuff. The talk of impeachment is crushing every candidate. Democrats know how bad this is. And yet, in order to get it to whatever the next level is, because Pelosi's obviously afraid to send it to the Senate. We're going to get more into that in a bit. They've decided maybe we need to trump up some more charges. So then the public will finally buy it. I've never seen a group so detached from reality from the Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit gcnlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said on Thursday that there were indications Iran or the forces that it backs may be planning additional attacks, and said it was possible that the United States may have to take preemptive actions to protect American lives. Defense Secretary Esper reminds everyone on Fox News,
we, of course, support a strong, prosperous, and independent Iraq. We respect Iraq's sovereignty, but at the same time, we're going to defend ourselves and our interests and our people in Baghdad.
This as another 750 troops are heading to Iraq. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has called for shocking action against the United States. North Korean news reports that Kim has declared himself no longer bound by his pledge to the United States to halt missile tests and plans to make the U.S. pay for the pains suffered by North Korea under sanctions. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats lost the impeachment battle in the court of public opinion. They don't admit it publicly yet, but they're giving you all the signs. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Nancy Pelosi's refusal to submit the articles of impeachment to the Senate is about as big of a poker tell as you can make. Now, I told you guys, I said, I'd be shocked if she did it. I didn't realize what type of... I don't know the rules of all that stuff, so I just figured, you know, if they vote on it, they got to send it. So when she voted on it, I fell on the sword and said, okay, I was wrong. They voted to impeach in the House, which I did not think was going to happen. But see, it doesn't count unless it goes to the Senate. And I'm not looking for an escape route. I don't care one way or the other. I think it's stupid for the Democrats to have gone to the level of impeachment, because what it showed the public is how devious and how far the Democrats are willing to go to sell a lie. So it's a huge backfire for them. But if it really does sort of vindicate me if Nancy Pelosi doesn't send it to the Senate. Now, how is she going to send it to the Senate? She says, well, they got to play by the rules. What rules? There were no rules in the House. Nobody said you can't start articles of impeachment unless you, well, first of all, have a case. Because there's no reason to impeach Donald Trump, because you go, well, we don't like his foreign policy. We don't like how he's dealing with these foreign governments. We don't like that he says, I'm not going to have a meeting with you unless the United States gets its way. For all intents and purposes, they can impeach Donald Trump on his what he's done with NATO by making them pay their bills. They can impeach Donald Trump on his trade policy, the rewriting, essentially throwing NAFTA out the window and writing the agreement between the United States, Mexico, and Canada, what's called USMCA. They could throw him out by saying he violated the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Pact, or, you know, Trans-Asian thing, which is another one of these crazy trade deals that Barack Obama was going to make. Mr. Manufacturing jobs can never come back. Donald Trump will never save Carrier, and our GDP can't go over 2%. That's the guy. And Donald Trump says, we're going to get rid of it. They could go after Trump for saying, we don't like his nuclear policy. We don't like how he's dealing with North Korea. We don't like how he's dealing with Iran. Let's impeach him. You remember when they tried to sell you on the idea of how unhinged he was? That was all in an attempt to invoke the 25th Amendment to get rid of the president by saying he's deranged. It's still in play. They think it is. The problem that they have is the Midas touch. You can't say a guy is stupid when his policies are working. It's really tough to tell the American people, that guy is a maniac. He's going to ruin the economy. Oh, wait. Geez. The economy's doing great. Stock market, the highest level ever. The people at the lowest got the biggest economic boost in salary than anybody.
It averaged like 3.1 or 3.5%. It was 4.5 or 4.9% at the bottom wages. They got the biggest boost in their paychecks in decades under Trump. Everybody's feasting that's willing to eat, that's willing to get to the table and feast. Everybody. If you're not feasting in America right now, it's because you're choosing not to feast. Because everybody's feasting. Anyway, an article that came up when we were talking about how the Democrats are really afraid of what's going on with this impeachment thing. And moreover, I think they're really asking themselves, what can we do beyond what we've done? Because they now want new articles of impeachment. Now, some of this, according to this one article, says a lot of this may be solely for the benefit of winning a court case. The House Judiciary is trying to get the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals to force members of the Trump administration, including White House counsel Don McGahn, to testify before Congress. So it's as much about asserting congressional power as it is about laying out a concrete political steps forward. But if there's a whiff of intellectual honesty behind the lawyers' arguments to the courts, then we all have to take it for face value. More impeachment proceedings are not off the table. Now, I want to stop there and just tell you, the White House has a counsel. His name is Don McGahn. He reports to the president. The president can do executive privilege over his communications with his lawyer because he's negotiating high-level stuff with the person that's supposed to be his person. And the Democrats are like, no, we're going to throw out all the rules. Now, while they want McCann, they won't bring in Steele, Christopher Steele. They won't bring in any of the Ukrainians that have been all over American media saying that the president has done nothing and Biden's guilty. And I could go on. Oh, by the way, I'm sure you've heard by now, Joe Biden has said he would not answer a subpoena that would come from the Senate, which makes me want to subpoena him. So they're trying to finagle to get more impeachment ammo, if you will. They want to win these optics battles. They want to, the judge says now that Trump has to make McCann testify. Now, they've already gone after his personal lawyer, Michael Cohen. Remember him? In prison. The guy who supposedly knew all the dirt on Trump. Who sits in prison? After everything Cohen had to say, who sits in prison? After all the wrangling Democrats did, not with one, but two kangaroo courts, House Intelligence Committee and House Judiciary Committee, and Nancy Pelosi won't send the articles of impeachment to the Senate. Democrat folks have feared this president since the day he was elected because no Democrat in leadership believed remotely in the possibility of a Trump presidency. When it happened, it was shock. Shock and awe. So from day one, Democrats vowed to trump up charges, the pun intended, so they could get Donald Trump. But it's not the dog in the fight, it's the fight in the dog. And they never, never believed that Donald Trump would fight to the level that he does. But here, it's not just about fighting hard, folks. It's about fighting to win. Donald Trump isn't just in the battle, like, let's get in the battle and fight. And let me tell you, just for the record, I don't know if you've ever been hit with multiple things. Like, you know, we've had all, I'm talking about my family, we've had, all kinds of major surgeries. We've had, you know, all kinds of issues involving some of my kids and what have you. We've had, these are big, big issues, personal and medical. We're in the midst of lawsuits. You know, City of Philadelphia is trying to sue me over nonsense. And let me tell you, it's easy to say, God, this is a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure. There are people, some chick called me a con on social media. And I was like, a group of ours having done some work on a project and actually touting it. We don't tout very much, but when we do work, we do tout it. She calls me a con. Anyway, you're getting attacked from all angles. It's easy at times to just go, screw this. I don't have to do this. Well, you know why I don't? I say, I'm going to fight every one of you clowns. You call me a con man, I'll take you to court. You, City of Philadelphia, we're suing you back. And I could go on. The rest of it is up to God, right? I mean, it's all up to God. But I'm saying, you know, I can't deal with medical issues and all these other things, but it is what it is. But we're going to fight, and that's what Trump does. And so he's winning. And now, according to The Hill, the Democrats fear a more emboldened Trump. They say they're bracing for President Trump to seize on the outcome of the upcoming impeachment trial as a source of momentum for his reelection bid. Duh! What did you think was going to happen? You spend $40-plus million looking up the orifice of Trump and everybody involved with him. Then you want to take a statement made by Joe Biden about Ukraine and make that Trump's statement, use Trump doing his job as president and chief marketing officer of the United States for the most part, and you want to take all this stuff and turn it against him, and then when it backfires, oh my gosh, well, he could be emboldened by it. Well, didn't you think that? It's like picking a fight and, you know, and it turns out you can't punch, and the dude punches you and sees your eyes roll back and becomes more emboldened by it, and you're going, well, that's a shock. No, it isn't. That's what happens when you underestimate your opponent. Your opponent goes, you know what? They're not nearly as tough as they make themselves out to be. And I want you to understand, Democrats have to be reeling, because how tough could they be when they had the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the FISA courts, the entirety of Barack Obama's administration backing them, the media, all of Hollyweird, all of them. And Donald Trump says, bring it. What else you got? Is that it? So now they're scared because they know, number one, whether when it comes to the Senate, it's going nowhere. They need 67 votes to convict and remove Trump from office. Even though there's rhinos in the Republican Party, it's still 53 to 47. And I'll put it to you this way. They're not getting 20 Republicans that are going to defect. And a bunch of Democrats are not going to defect. So their claim is the acquittal will embolden the president and they will feel powerless to prevent it. Well, guess what? When you started this course of action, you should have known it. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats lost the impeachment battle in the court of public opinion. They don't admit it publicly yet, but they're giving you all the signs. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Nancy Pelosi's refusal to submit the articles of impeachment to the Senate is about as big of a poker tell as you can make. Now, I told you guys, I said, I'd be shocked if she did it. I didn't realize what type of... I don't know the rules of all that stuff, so I just figured, you know, if they vote on it, they got to send it. So when she voted on it, I fell on the sword and said, okay, I was wrong.
They voted to impeach in the House, which I did not think was going to happen. But see, it doesn't count unless it goes to the Senate. And I'm not looking for an escape route. I don't care one way or the other. I think it's stupid for the Democrats to have gone to the level of impeachment, because what it showed the public is how devious and how far the Democrats are willing to go to sell a lie. So it's a huge backfire for them. But if it really does sort of vindicate me if Nancy Pelosi doesn't send it to the Senate. Now, how is she going to send it to the Senate? She says, well, they got to play by the rules. What rules? There were no rules in the House. Nobody said you can't start articles of impeachment unless you, well, first of all, have a case. Because there's no reason to impeach Donald Trump, because you go, well, we don't like his foreign policy. We don't like how he's dealing with these foreign governments. We don't like that he says, I'm not going to have a meeting with you unless the United States gets its way. For all intents and purposes, they can impeach Donald Trump on his what he's done with NATO by making them pay their bills. They can impeach Donald Trump on his trade policy, the rewriting, the, essentially throwing NAFTA out the window and writing the agreement between the United States, Mexico, and Canada, what's called USMCA. They could throw him out by saying he violated the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Pact, or, you know, Trans-Asian thing, which is another one of these crazy trade deals that Barack Obama was going to make. Mr. Manufacturing jobs can never come back. Donald Trump will never save Carrier, and our GDP can't go over 2%. That's the guy. And Donald Trump says we're going to get rid of him. They could go after Trump for saying we don't like his nuclear policy. We don't like how he's dealing with North Korea. We don't like how he's dealing with Iran. Let's impeach him. You remember when they tried to sell you on the idea of how unhinged he was? That was all in an attempt to invoke the 25th Amendment to get rid of the president by saying he's deranged. It's still in play. They think it is. The problem that they have is the Midas touch. You can't say a guy is stupid when his policies are working. It's really tough to tell the American people, that guy is a maniac. He's going to ruin the economy. Oh, wait. Geez. The economy's doing great. Stock market, the highest level ever. The people at the lowest got the biggest economic boost in salary than anybody. It averaged like 3.1 or 3.5%. It was 4.5 or 4.9% at the bottom wages. They got the biggest boost in their paychecks in decades under Trump. Everybody's feasting that's willing to eat, that's willing to get to the table and feast. Everybody. If you're not feasting in America right now, it's because you're choosing not to feast. Because everybody's feasting. Anyway, an article that came up when we were talking about how the Democrats are really afraid of what's going on with this impeachment thing. And moreover, I think they're really asking themselves, what can we do beyond what we've done? Because they now want new articles of impeachment. Now, some of this, according to this one article, says a lot of this may be solely for the benefit of winning a court case. The House Judiciary is trying to get the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals to force members of the Trump administration, including White House counsel Don McGahn, to testify before Congress. So it's as much about asserting congressional power as it is about laying out a concrete political steps forward. But if there's a whiff of intellectual honesty behind the lawyers' arguments to the courts, then we all have to take it for face value. More impeachment proceedings are not off the table. Now, I want to stop there and just tell you, the White House has a counsel. His name is Don McGahn. He reports to the president. The president can do executive privilege over his communications with his lawyer because he's negotiating high-level stuff with the person that's supposed to be his person. And the Democrats are, no, we're going to throw out all the rules. Now, while they want McCann, they won't bring in Steele, Christopher Steele. They won't bring in any of the Ukrainians that have been all over American media saying that the president has done nothing and Biden's guilty. And I could go on. Oh, by the way, I'm sure you've heard by now, Joe Biden has said he would not answer a subpoena that would come from the Senate, which makes me want to subpoena him. So they're trying to finagle to get more impeachment ammo, if you will. They want to win these optics battles. They want to, the judge says now that Trump has to make McCain testify. Now, they've already gone after his personal lawyer, Michael Cohen. Remember him in prison? The guy who supposedly knew all the dirt on Trump? Who sits in prison? After everything Cohen had to say, who sits in prison? After all the wrangling Democrats did, not with one, but two kangaroo courts, House Intelligence Committee and House Judiciary Committee, and Nancy Pelosi won't send the articles of impeachment to the Senate. Democrats, folks, have feared this president since the day he was elected because no Democrat in leadership believed remotely in the possibility of a Trump presidency. When it happened, it was shock. Shock and awe. So from day one, Democrats vowed to trump up charges, the pun intended, so they could get Donald Trump. But it's not the dog in the fight, it's the fight in the dog, and they never, never believed that Donald Trump would fight to the level that he does. But here, it's not just about fighting hard, folks. It's about fighting to win. Donald Trump isn't just in the battle, like, let's get in the battle and fight. And let me tell you, just for the record, I don't know if you've ever been hit with multiple things. Like, you know, we've had all, I'm talking about my family, we've had, all kinds of major surgeries. We've had, you know, all kinds of issues involving some of my kids and what have you. We've had, these are the big, big issues, personal and medical. We're in the midst of lawsuits. You know, City of Philadelphia is trying to sue me over nonsense. And let me tell you, it's easy to say, God, this is a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure. There are people, some chick called me a con on social media. You know, it's like over us, a group of ours having done some work on a project and actually touting it. We don't tout very much, but when we do work, we do tout it. She calls me a con. Anyway, you're getting attacked from all angles. It's easy at times to just go, screw this. I don't have to do this. But you know why I don't? I say, I'm going to fight every one of you clowns. You call me a con man, I'll take you to court. You, City of Philadelphia, we're suing you back. And I could go on. The rest of it is up to God, right? I mean, it's all up to God. But I'm saying, you know, I can't deal with medical issues and all these other things, but it is what it is. But we're going to fight, and that's what Trump does. And so he's winning. And now, according to The Hill, the Democrats fear a more emboldened Trump. They say they're bracing for President Trump to seize on the outcome of the upcoming impeachment trial as a source of momentum for his reelection bid. Duh! What did you think was going to happen? You spend $40-plus million looking up the orifice of Trump and everybody involved with him. Then you want to take a statement made by Joe Biden about Ukraine and make that Trump's statement, use Trump doing his job as president and chief marketing officer of the United States for the most part, and you want to take all this stuff and turn it against him, and then when it backfires, oh my gosh, well, he could be emboldened by it. Well, didn't you think that? It's like picking a fight and, you know, and it turns out you can't punch, and the dude punches you and sees your eyes roll back and becomes more emboldened by it, and you're going, that's a shock. No, it isn't. That's what happens when you underestimate your opponent. Your opponent goes, you know what? They're not nearly as tough as they make themselves out to be. And I want you to understand, the Democrats have to be reeling, because how tough could they be when they had the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the FISA courts, the entirety of Barack Obama's administration backing them, the media, all of Hollyweird, all of them. And Donald Trump says, bring it. What else you got? Is that it? So now they're scared because they know, number one, when it comes to the Senate, it's going nowhere. They need 67 votes to convict and remove Trump from office. Even though there's rhinos in the Republican Party, it's still 53-47. And I'll put it to you this way. They're not getting 20
this
Republicans that are going to defect.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now to something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.